Yeah, so the 3 months from December to February is likely to be wetter than average in parts of the northeast, and this includes around Launceston, Campbelltown, and Oatlands, and drier than average in the southwest. So this includes around Strawn, Strathgordon, and Melaleuca. Elsewhere around the state, we are expecting near average rainfalls.
Okay, that's sort of been what's happening over the past few periods we've spoken, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And in fact, the rainfall for the spring so far has been above average for much of eastern Tasmania and very much above average in the southeast, largely due to that very wet October that we experienced.
Yeah, and now we have La Nina. It's now a reality, according to the Bureau. What exactly does that mean for Tasmania, Andrew?
Well, for Tasmania, this means typically above average rains for parts of the northeast. So what we see during a typical La Nina event is above average rains around parts of northern and eastern Australia. So you'll recall that we had a La Nina event around this time last year, around the spring and the summer, and it's back this summer. Although the climate models are suggesting it'll be fairly short-lived, so it looks to persist until probably about late summer.
Okay, that was my next question. How long do you think it will persist? And what do you reckon, late summer?
Yeah, that's right. Look, typically La Nina events can last until about the middle of the next year, but this one is looking to be relatively short-lived.
Okay, now we did dodge the large rainfall totals recently that they're still seeing on the mainland at the moment. Could we see events that cause major headaches over the summer period, some heavy rainfalls?
Well, we know that during La Nina, the likelihood of having some heavy rains and flooding does increase. So we saw that particularly, around the 2010, 2011, 2012 La Nina events there, where we had again back-to-back La Ninas. We did see some large impacts, such as widespread flooding around the eastern states and including northeastern Tasmania, as well as some heavy rainfalls there. So we do know that the chances of those do go up when we have a La Nina event. So we do need to be aware of that.
Andrew, you do talk quite often to Hydro and the situation with the dam levels heading into summer, maybe a below average rainfall in certain parts where they want the water.
Yeah, so looking at the outlooks across the entire state, yeah, we are looking at some of those below average rains in parts of the southwest. And parts of the northwest, where Hydro is also interested, we are looking at some near average rains there. So yeah, a bit of a mix around the state. Northern parts, we're seeing a bit of a spread from above average in the east, northeast, to some average falls in the northwest, and then with some below average in the southwest.
You briefly mentioned spring there. We're not quite finished with that season yet, but how would you describe the spring in Tasmania? Could I say wet and cold? Would that be correct?
Well, partly correct, Tony. So we have seen some wetter conditions over much of eastern Tassie fairly average rains over parts of the west. In terms of temperatures, though, we've had a bit of a mix. So for spring so far, the daytime temperatures are tracking cooler than average in parts of the southeast and near average for most of the rest of Tasmania. Whereas overnight temperatures, Tony, are tracking above average over parts of the north and east and close to average elsewhere.
Now we know the temperatures are going to get warmer as we head into summer, and there's plenty of growth out there with that extra rain we've had through spring. What could that mean for the bushfire season this summer in the state?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So we have seen those growth of grasses recently. Certainly, I've seen them around where I live, and we've seen them broadly around the state. So looking at the rainfall forecasts, the northeast is suggesting above average rainfalls, but we know, of course, that we can get some periods in there of some drier conditions. There could be a day or a week in there, from time to time, where things may be a bit dry in terms of rainfall, and we might get some warmer days in there in particular. So we can have a variation within the season itself. And we know that for the southwest as well, we are looking at, on average, those drier conditions for that region. So we are looking at normal fire potential for Tasmania. So this, of course, means that fires can still occur throughout the season, and we can't be complacent.
Yeah, it's been a very busy period for a meteorologist.
It is a very busy time right now, Tony. Very busy.
Okay. Thanks for your time, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Dr. Andrew Marshall there from the Bureau. And you could get more information on the climate outlook for summer on the BOM website, as well as more details on the La Nina effect, the little sister.